好，我今天要跟大家分享的信息是以弗所书第四章一到六节。
Today's sermon I will share with you is taken from the book of Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1 to 6.
让我们一起来到主的面前，一起祷告。
Let us come before the Lord with prayer.
我们在天上的父神，我们感谢赞美你。
Our Father in heaven, we praise you and thank you.
我们谢谢你又在今天这个特别的日子，召聚你的儿女一起来到你的殿中来敬拜你。
And we thank you in this, on this special day that you gathered all your children to be here to worship you.
求主你的圣灵引导我们今天的敬拜。
Lord, please let your Holy Spirit work among us and lead our worship.
赐我们智慧与启示的灵。
Grant us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
求主你让耶稣基督的名在我们中间被高举。
Lord, let the name of the Lord of Jesus Christ be uphold high.
让主耶稣得到他该得的荣耀。
So the Lord Jesus, get all the glories he deserves.
求主你赐我们每个在座的人能听的耳朵，能明白的心。
Lord, grant every one of us in this room, ear can hear, eye can see.
我们这儿。同心合一祷告，是奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in unity in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
今天我们崇拜完之后，我们一起要庆祝明州国语基督教会48年的生日。
Today after our worship service, we will celebrate this church's 18 years anniversary.
那么大家教会有什么是教会？
So I want to ask, what is church?
那么教会其实就是神儿女聚集在一起的集体。
Church is a gathering of all God's children.
它是一个有机体，是有生命力的。
It's a life body and organ.
那它是神的子民组成的一个大家庭。
And it consists of God's people in the big family.
那每个家庭呢，都会经历顺境，也会经历逆境。
And every family goes through trouble time and easy time.
教会也是如此。
And the church is just like a family.
我们教会也不例外。
And our church is not apart from that.
在过去十八年中，我们经历过平静，也经历过风浪。
In the past 18 years, we experienced peace and we also experienced a storm.
我们能走到今天，实在是神的保守和怜悯。
Our church can go all the way through today. It's all because God's providence.
是因为我们的主耶稣基督与我们同在。
Because the Lord Jesus Christ is with us.
是他差遣他的仆人来我们教会讲道和分圣餐。
It's Him who sent His servant to come to this church to preach and to have the Lord's Supper.
求主纪念他们的辛劳和爱心。
We ask the Lord to remember their hard work.
是他兴起我们教会的众弟兄姊妹热心的参与服事。
And it is the Lord who stir up the brothers and sisters to serve in this church.
他们发挥各自的恩赐。
Everyone they use their own gifts given by God.
彼此担当，互相理解。
And they forbear each other and understand one another.
甚至有时可能会忍受屈辱。
And sometimes they might suffer some misunderstanding.
但是他们有一颗心，就是要一起来建造我们这个属灵的家。
But in their deep heart, they have this desire to build up this church.
一同在正道上长进。
And they all built up and grow in this church.
许多弟兄姊妹，他们默默奉献，不图名利，只想讨主的喜悦。
And many brothers and sisters, they work behind the scenes, and also only please God, not to do it for man.
求主纪念他们。
May the Lord remember them.
我们都明白一句中国的一句古语。
We all know there's an old saying in Chinese.
叫家和万事兴。
And if the family is in harmony, then everything will go fine.
他告诉我们，一个家庭要想兴旺。
And the old saying teaches us, if a family wants to build up,
家庭成员必须和睦。
and the, all the family members need to be in harmony.
那么教会也是如此。
And the church is like the same.
教会复兴的前提就是肢体之间的和睦。
And in order for a church to revive, the brothers has to be united together.
而和睦的基础就是合一。
And the foundation for the harmony is we all have unity.
那什么是合一？
And what is the unity?
简单通俗的讲，合一就是团结。
In the same way, we call unity is just we all work together.
就是一个群体为了共同的目标，愿意齐心协力的来工作。
And it's all the body parts in this unity that wants to work together for this goal.
对于教会而言，就是每个弟兄姊妹为了荣耀神、讨主的喜悦。
For church, it's every brother and sisters, they want to work together in unity to please God.
愿意学主的样式。
They want to learn the likeness of Jesus Christ.
放下自我和别的弟兄姊妹一起来在教会中侍奉。
They want to deny themselves and not seek self-ambition and to work with the brothers and sisters.
即使自己受屈辱或者伤害，也不想让主的身体受亏损。
And even though sometimes they suffer misunderstanding and harmful things, but they still doesn't want God's glory be deprived from that.
这说起来容易，做起来很难。
This is a simple thing, but when we truly want to start working on it, it's not that easy.
因为我们都是罪人。
Because we all sinners.
但是我们一定要记住，我们是蒙召的罪人，蒙恩的罪人。
But we all need to remember we are the sinners that who are called by God.
是蒙了神的恩典而被召的罪人。
It is the sinners that who are under God's grace and called by God.
教会的合一不是虚空的。
The church's unity is not empty words.
它是实实在在的，是有根有基的。
It is truly existing and it's there.
是蒙神保守的。
And it is God who keeps this unity.
那么通过今天的信息，我们会看到这样一个真理。
And through today's sermon, we want to learn this truth.
神的子民必会竭力保守基督身体里的合一。
God's people must strive to maintain the unity of the body of Christ.
我会从三个方面来思想。
I want to discuss this in three perspectives.
蒙召者当有的义务。
And the obligation of the called.
蒙召者当有的品格。
The characters of the called.
还有蒙召者合一的保证。
And the guarantees for the unity of the called.
让我们先来看第一点，蒙召者当有的义务。
First, let us look at our obligations.
我们看一下以弗所书第四章第一节。我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人当与蒙召的恩相称。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1. As a prisoner of the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received.
这里的义务不是说你想做也行，不想做也行。
This obligation is not depend on you if you want to do it or not do it.
乃是一种无条件的使命，或者也叫天职。
It is an unconditional obligation.
执行有一句军人之间有一句话叫执行命令是军人的天职。
And the Chinese often say that if you, for a soldier's duty is to execute the command.
对基督徒来说
，For Christians，
可以说遵守神的吩咐是基督徒的天职。
Obeying God's command is our Christians' obligation.
我们知道以弗所书。这是保罗在狱中的一封书信。
We know that Apostle Paul wrote the letter of Ephesians in the prison.
但是当我们读完这封书信的时候，我们从来没有感受到保罗他自己在诉说他在监狱中的各样的痛苦。
But after we have read this book, we never felt that Paul in this book is talking about his suffering in the prison.
他没有说让他的门徒说想办法来把他营救，来释放他。
He's not asking his disciples to find a way to deliver him from the prison.
反而他是用温柔的话语来劝勉他们。
But instead, he's using gentle words to encourage them.
他说：“你们既然蒙召，就要以蒙召的恩相称。”
And he said, "As you are the called, you need to live a life of worthy of your calling."
这里的既然，它表示原因或者前提。
This is the as is a precondition.
他说你们就当与蒙召的恩相称。那这个当呢，在这儿是表示结果、责任或者是义务。
We should. That is a result. Its result is that we should live a life worthy of the calling.
那为什么保罗会这样说
？Why Paul saying this?
如果你仔细读以弗所书，从第一章读到第六章。
If you read the book of Ephesians from chapter 1 through chapter 6,
你会看到第一章到第三章，那是讲了罪人得救前的情况。
From the first three chapters, 1-3 is talking about the preconditions of the sinners.
也讲了神为罪人做了什么。
And also, what had our God done for the sinners?
又讲了他们得救后的情况。
And also their conditions after they are saved.
而从第四章到第六章。
And from chapter 4-6.
那么就讲了罪人蒙恩得救后该当如何行。
It's talking about a sinner as they are saved. What is their obligation?
所以呢，我们下面呢，我就想把我们罪人以前的境况，那么神为我们做了什么？那么我们现在的境况又如何来做一个比较，我们就会看到为什么保罗这样讲，是我们必然，我们一定要与蒙召的恩相称。
So first, I want to talk about our condition and what did God do to our life, have done in our life, and also we want to do a comparison before and afterwards, so we will understand.
首先，我们一起看一下我们得救前是一个什么情况。
So first, we want to look at what were we like before we are saved.
我们一起看一下第二章第一到三节。
Chapter 2, verse 1-3.
他说：“你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖谬之子心中运行的邪灵。我们从前也都在他们中间，放纵肉体的情欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。”
As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of the world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following its desires and thoughts like the rest.We were by nature objects of wrath.
我们再看一下第二章第十二节。
And also verse 12.
那时你们与基督无关，在以色列民国民以外，在所应许的诸约上是局外人，并且活在世上没有指望，没有神。
Remember that at that time you were separate from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel, and foreigners to the covenants of the promise, without hope and without God in the world.
所以通过这节经文，我们会看到我们是一个什么样的境况。
Through the scriptures we just read, we know that our conditions.
我们过去是死在罪恶与过犯之中。
We were dead in our sins and transgressions.
我们放纵肉体的私欲。
We indulge our sinful nature cravings and thoughts.
我们远离神，没有指望。
And we are far away from God, and we have no hope.
在神的震怒之下。
And we are under God's wrath.
好，我们再看一下神为我们做了什么。
And now let's look at what did God do for us.
我们看一下第一章四到六节。
And verse 1-4.
第一章四到六节。
Chapter 1, verse 4-6.
就是神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁、无瑕疵。又因爱我们，就按照自己意志所喜悦的，预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。 使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞，这恩典是他在爱子里所赐给我们的。
For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in the sight. In his sight, in love, he predestines us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will. To the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves.
我们再看第二章的第四到第六节。
And also we shall read from chapter 2, verse 4 to 6.
然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救本乎恩，他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。
But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in our transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus.
我们再看一下第二章第十四节到第十七节。
And also chapter 2, verse 14 to 17.
因他使我们和睦。将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙，而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条，为要将两下借着自己造成一个新人，如此便成就了和睦。记在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借这十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好了，并且来传和平的福音给远处的人，也给那近处的人。
For he himself is our peace, who has made the two one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by abolishing in his flesh the law with its commandments and the regulations. His purpose was to create in himself one new man out of the two, thus making peace, and in this one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which he put to death their hostility. He came and preached peace to you who are far away and peace to those who are near. Through him, we both have access to the Father by one Spirit.
那么通过这节经文，我们会看到神为我们做了什么。
Through all these scriptures we just read, we understand what have God done for us.
概括的讲，就是神解决了我们。
And in the conclusion is God has chosen us.
他把我们从这个罪恶污秽的世界中分别出来。
He separated us from this wicked and sinful world.
是分别为圣。
And we become holy.
他又把我们收纳为他的儿女。
And he adopted us as his children.
他又赐给我们各样的恩典。
He also granted us all kinds of grace.
我们本跟神是作对的，是对立的。
We were enemies to God and we opposed him before.
他又做了我们的中保，让我们跟神之间有了美好的关系。
And he became our mediator so that we can reconcile with God.
我们知道了得救前的景况，又知道了神为我们做了什么。那我们一起再看一下，我们现在得救后是一个什么情形。
We know our conditions before we're saved and also what God had done for us. Now we want to take a look after we're saved, what is our condition?
我们看一下第一章第七节。
Chapter 1, verse 7.
我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎，在过犯得以赦免，那是照他丰富的恩典。
In him, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace.
我们再看一下第二章第十三节。
Also, chapter 2, verse 13.
你们从前远离神的人。如今在基督耶稣里，借着他的血已经得清净了。
But now in Christ Jesus, you were once far away, have been brought near through the blood of Christ.
我们再看第二章第十八节到第二十二节。
And also, chapter 2, verse 18 to to 22.
因为我们两下借着他被一个圣灵所感，得以进到父面前，这样我们不再做外邦和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石，各房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿，你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的居所。
For through him we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household, built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you two have been built together to become a dwelling.In which God lives by His Spirit.
那么从这三就是三方面，我们看到了我们过去的境况，神为我们做了什么，我们现在境况又是怎么样。
Through all these scripture readings, that we know that our preconditions before we are saved, and what did God do to for us, and also after we are saved, what is our condition?
从中我们可以得到下面三个结论。
And we can come to these conclusions.
第一，就是神叫我们明白蒙恩召的指望和神的大能。
First, God let us understand what is the mighty power of the call.
我们看一下第一章第十八节后半部分到十九节。
Let us read chapter 1, verse 18 to 19.
使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大。
In order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and his incomparable great power for us who believe.That the power is like the working of his mighty strength.
他也让我们明白另一个结论，就是他让我们明白我们得救乃是神的恩典，不是我们自己赚来的。
Also, he let us understand we are saved is because of God's grace, not by our own work.
我们看一下第二章第八到九节。
Chapter 2, verse 8 to 9.
你们得救本是本乎恩，也因着信。这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们所行的。
For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For
所以呢，这里面尤其最后这一节，他又告诉我们说，他也让我们明白一个真理，就是他让我们明白我们得救的神的儿女该当如何行我们的义务。
So he let us understand after we're saved, what is our obligation to serve God?
那么这里面呢，我们还可以看一下第四章第一节，他刚才我们已经读过了，就说。你们既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。
So this is a chapter 4, verse 1. As we need to live a life worthy of the calling we have received.
那么神要让我们这样去行，让我们说要让我们蒙召，要与蒙召的所行的要与蒙召的人相称。那么我们其实我们要想完成这样一个义务，我们神要求我们必须有一特别的品格。
So as we have been called by God, we need to live a life worthy of His call. So God's people need a character to be worthy of this call.
那么第二节到第三节，那么这里就告诉了我们，那么蒙恩得救的神的儿女该当有的品格是什么？
Verse 2 to 3 tells us what are the characters of the called.
他这里在讲，凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐。用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Here it says, Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of the peace.
这里他说凡事，那意思就是说不是某些事情，是你在所有的事情上都应该有这样一种品格。
Here it says in everything you need to have these characters. That means everything.
我们先看一下，我们一看一下这些品格。第一是谦虚。
First, let's look at the characters. First is the humble.
那么谦虚呢，它其实就是骄傲的反义。
And this humble is the opposite of the pride.
也许你觉得自己是一个谦虚的人。
If you think you are a humble man,
因为你总不觉得自己骄傲。
Because you never think you are a proud person.
我也是这样。
I am the same way.
我就在一次希伯来文的期中考试中。
I remember during an exam of our Hebrew test.
我得了个满分，但是很吃惊。
I got a full score, and it's very surprising.
所以回家就跟妻子说。
And I went home and told my wife.
我说我怎么能考满分？美国人都很难拿满分。
How could I get a full score? Even the Americans, they couldn't get a full score.
你们说我是谦虚还是骄傲？
What do you think? I'm a humble man or a proud man?
感谢主，回到家里，妻子跟我说，不要骄傲，贵荣耀给神。
I thank the Lord that my wife told me, don't be so proud and give all the glory to God.
我们要常常降卑自己。
We need to be humility all the time.
但是这很难做。
But it's very hard.
没有神的恩典，根本做不到。
Without God's mercy, we cannot do it.
那我们怎么办？
How can we do?
当我们常常思想我们得救前的景况，得救后的景况。还有神赐我们各样的恩典和主耶稣为我们所做的一切的时候，我们就不得不来到神的面前卑微。
And if we oftentimes think about our precondition before we saved, and what did God have done in our life, and also, what is the condition after we were saved, and always think about what did God do, then we will be humble.
我们自己。要真的是卑微，我们看到这些，我们也就是不得不谦虚。
We need to be humble. When we see all the truth, then we will humble ourselves.
我们再看下面一个品德叫温柔。
And the next is the character of gentle.
温柔其实它是谦虚的一种外在表现。
And the gentleness is the outward appearance of inward humility.
也就是说，如果你不谦虚，你不可能温柔。
If you're not a humble person, that you can't be gentle.
那温柔的反义也就是粗暴或者是无理。
And the opposite of gentle is rude and not polite.
不温柔的人呢，在与人交流时，常常表现出强烈的对抗和武断。
And the person without gentleness, that when they get together with others, they always oppose others and very rude.
那么温柔呢，会产生一种顺从的态度，还有喜爱和睦的心。
And the gentleness can produce obedient harmonized heart.
温柔有这样品格的人了，他一般不会激怒人，他也不会被人激怒。
A gentle person will not provoke others to be angry, and they will not be easily provoked either.
那我们看下面第三个品格是忍耐。
And the next is patience.
忍耐其实它是对痛苦或者伤害的一种耐心的承受或者忍受。
And patience is forbearance of suffering, and mistreatment of from the outside.
忍耐的人呢，即使受到伤害，他也不去寻求报复。
A patient person, even though they suffered hurts, they will not seek revenge.
他会完全交托主。
They will commit themselves to God.
因为他相信主的话，说深渊在我，我必报应。
Because they believe God said, it is God who revenge, and He will revenge.
我们再看另一个品格叫宽容。
And another one is forgiveness.
那么这里他又说是用爱心互相宽容。
And here is bearing with one another in love.
所以这里的宽容，它并不是说，并不是指说不在乎、忍气吞声，或者是无可奈何。
This is not the way that we humans think that is, there's no way to solve this and just go with it.
那是一种由爱而生出的一种宽容。
And this is a forbearance that produced by true love.
有这样品格的人呢，不但愿意忍受他人的弱点或者是软弱。
And the person has this character, they would rather bear others' weakness.
而且还能继续的爱他们。
And they continue to love others.
这种爱心的宽容只能从神而来。
And this forbearance only comes from God.
只在神的国度存在。
Only exists in God's kingdom.
所以有人这样说。
And someone says this.
说爱是基督国度的法律。
And love is the law of the kingdom of Jesus Christ.
就是爱是基督学校的课程。
And love is the lesson in the Christian school.
他说爱是基督家庭的制服。
And love is the blessings of the Christian family.
它是制服是 uniform.
哦 uniform.
它是爱是基督家庭的制服。
Love is the uniform of the Christian family.
我们可以思想一下。
We can think about it.
我们蒙恩得救，并非因为我们可爱。
We are called and to be saved not because we are lovely.
神也没有等我们满足条件之后才拯救我们。
God did not wait for us to satisfy His standard so we can be saved.
而是当我们是还是罪人的时候，是在罪和过犯中的时候，基督就为我们死。
And it's the opposite. While we are still sinners and dead in our transgressions, that Christ died for us.
却死在十字架上。
And died, even died on the cross.
我们也都知道，那么神差派摩西领以色列人出埃及。
We know that God sent Moses to lead the Israelites out from the Egypt.
他不是说我先给你定了律法，你遵守了这些律法，我再把你们从这些苦海中领出来。
He did not just give them the commandments.Beforehand, that after they obey their his command, then he lead them out of the Egypt.
他知道他们受的痛苦，他就把他们要拯救出来。
He knows all their sufferings in Egypt, so he delivered them out of Egypt.
而拯救出来以后，才告诉他们你们该当如何做。
After the deliverance, then God, let them understand what their life should be.
所以这就是神的。宽容，这就是神的爱。
This is God's long suffering and forbearance and His love.
我们看一下罗马书第三章第二十五节说。
Let us look at the book of Romans.
第三章二十五节。
Chapter 3, verse 25.
他说：“神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信，要显明神的义。”因为他用忍耐的心宽容人些时所犯的罪。
God presented him as a sacrifice of atonement through faith in his blood. He did this to demonstrate his justice, because in his forbearance he had left the sins committed beforehand unpunished.
那么最后一个，他告诉我们的品格是和平。
And the last character is peace.
他这里面说要用和平彼此联络。
And we through the bond of peace, we fellowship with another one another.
所以从里面我们可以看到，和平它是一种联合力。
And we know that peace is like the power that can hold together.
它好像是一个戒 bond.
It's a bond.
所以它就像一个戒，把我们人连在一起，联合在一起，成为一个整体。
And it's a bond that can unite us together.
使他们能够友好相处。
So that we can live peacefully, friendly.
要想联合的紧密。
If we want to bond closely.
那么这个中间必须存在一个共同的东西。
And there must be a common thing in between.
那么在座的很多弟兄姊妹，可能你们学化学，明白化学。那么化学里面它有共价键，有离子键。
Oh, this is so technical chemistry.
那么我们知道共价键呢不易被破坏。
We know some of the chemistry structures that it's not easily to be broken.
因为它比较强。
It's very hard bonded.
而离子键呢容易破坏。
And some of the structures that is easily to be separated.
那么如果你把一种化合物，离子化合物放到水里面，它自然就是正负离子融化开了。
If you put that the easily separated structure in the water, then they will separate very quick.
那么每个基督徒，我们都有一个圣灵内住。
And every Christian, we have a Holy Spirit dwell in us.
那么我们之间就是有一种这样的一种和平的性情和行为，把我们联紧密的联系在一起。
We among ourselves, we have this peaceful spirit and peaceful character that can unite us together.
他这里也告诉我们，让我们要竭力保守这种灵里的合一。
And here, Paul teaches us that we need to strive hard to keep the unity.
那么这种合一，也就是灵里的圣灵里的合一。
And this is the unity in the spirit.
而谦虚、温柔、忍耐、宽容、和平，是实现这一合一所需的一种所需的品格。
And the humility and gentleness and patience and forbearingness, these are the characters needed to have this bond of unity.
没有这些品格，人我们不可能合一。
Without these characters, that we cannot be in one unity.
而最重要的是谦虚。
And the most important is humility.
因为没有谦虚，我们人不可能有温柔、忍耐、宽容和和平。
Without humility, we can't be gentle, patient, and forbearing.
所以圣经中多处表达了神对骄傲的厌恶。
So Bible, in the Bible, the scripture, through scripture, God demonstrated that how he hates pride.
诗篇101篇第五节后半部分说，眼目高傲，心里骄纵的，我必不容他。
And in Psalm 101, verse 5, the second half says, Whoever has haughty eyes and a proud heart, him will I not endure.
箴言第六章第十六到第十七节。
Proverbs chapter 6.
他说，耶和华所恨恶的有六样，连他心所憎恶的共有七样。
Verse 16 and 17.
就是高傲的言、撒谎的舌，还有后面那些。
There's six things that the Lord hates, seven that are detestable to him, haughty eyes, lying tongue, so forth.
所以这里面他高傲又在居首。
And the haughtiness is among the worst.
那么这样，那么箴言第十三章第十节也说。骄傲直起争端，听雀跃的切有智慧。
And also in Proverbs that, chapter 13:10 says, "Pride only breeds quarrels, but wisdom is found in those who take advice."
那么这些蒙召者当有的促进合一的品格，它不是虚空的，不是抽象的，那是有根有基的，是有保证的。
These characters that to those who God has called, they are not just empty words. They are very existing and very declared by God.
所以我们去看一下，今天我们要讲最后一点，蒙召者合一的保证。
And the last items I want to talk is the guarantees for the unity of the called.
所以第四节到第六节。
It's from verse 4 to 6.
他说身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召，同有一个指望，一族，一姓，一席，一神，就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all.
那么这里面的说，就是说蒙召者呢，要他有同一个，我们是有同一个身体。
And here tells us all who are called, we are one body.
那么教会就是一个有机体，是有生命活力的。
And the church is a, organ that they have the, there's a life in there.
是由蒙召得救的人组成的。
It is consists of those who are called and saved by God.
是基督的身体。
It is Christ's body.
那么基督耶稣是教会的头。
And Jesus Christ is the head of the church.
是基督给教会提供生命力。
And it's Christ that provides life for the church.
是基督给教会提供我们需要的养分。
It is Christ that provides nutrition for the church.
蒙召的信徒是通过与基督的联合组成了这个身体。
And the one that who are called and saved consists of this body of church.
所以这里说我们属于同一个身体。
So we belong to one body.
我们彼此为肢体。
We are part, body part of one another.
所以教会与任何一个社会团体或者组织在本质上是完全不同的。
So church is very different from other clubs or organizations in the world.
这里蒙召者合一的另一个保证就是我们有同一个圣灵。
And the other guarantee is we have one spirit.
我们蒙召得救是圣灵在我们心里工作的结果。
The reason that we can be saved and called is because the Spirit works among us.
那是圣灵改变我们的心。
It's the Holy Spirit that changed our heart.
我们才会承认自己是罪人。
So that we admit we are sinners.
才能接受耶稣基督成为我们的救主和生命的主。
So that we can receive Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord.
每个蒙恩得救的人都有圣灵住在他的心里。
And every Christian has the Holy Spirit dwell in their heart.
是圣灵把各样的恩赐和恩典赐给我们的。
It's the Spirit that grant us all kinds of gifts and grace.
所以这里说我们有同一个圣灵。
So that we have the same Spirit.
既然我们同属一个身体，又有同一个圣灵，那么我们彼此为肢体。
So because we have one body, one Spirit, so we are all body parts.
肢体之间是通过基督的爱，靠圣灵连在一起的。
So all the body part connected by God's love.
那么这样的话，肢体间的感受呢，一定是相互的。
And all the body parts can experience the similar feeling.
那么就像哥林多前书第十二章二十六节所说。
And it's said in First Corinthians chapter 12.
第二十六十二章第二十六节说：“若一个肢体受苦，所有的肢体就一同受苦；若一个肢体荣耀，所有的肢体就一同快乐。”
Verse 26: If one body suffers, every, if one part suffers, every part suffer with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it.
所以我们同属基督，被同一个圣灵激励和引导。
So we all belong to the same Christ, and we all led by one same Spirit.
我们必然会思想同一个目标。
We will think one goal.
也就是在后面说，我们必然会有同一个指望。
This is what the later says, the one same hope.
我们以同一个指望，我们必然会达到合一。
And because of this same.Hope that we will reach unity.
那么这里面的同一个指望是指什么？
So what is this one hope?
这里面同一个指望也就是指我们每个神的儿女都是在盼望将来在荣耀中与主相见，与主合一。
This is the hope that every God's children they longing to one day there will be with God.
我们都有这样一个指望。
And we all in this one hope and to have glory.
是因为我们同有一个主，救主耶稣基督。
Because we all have one Lord, Jesus Christ.
我们同有一个信心。
We all have one same faith.
我们都相信耶稣基督是神的独生爱子。
We all believe Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of God.
承认我们是罪人。
We all admit we are sinners.
需要神亲自的拯救。
We all need God's grace to be saved.
我们相信耶稣基督为我们死在十字架上。
We believe Jesus Christ died on the cross for us.
三日后复活升天。
And after 3 days, he resurrected and went to heaven.
他在十字架上胜了魔鬼撒旦，胜了死亡。
On the cross, he overcame Satan and death.
他如今就坐在父神的右边。
Now he sits by the right hand side of the God.
那他还要有一天来接我们，来审判这个世界。
And one day he will come.Deliver us and also judge the world.
这里面同一个指望还是因为我们受了同一个洗礼。
And another hope is we all have the same baptism.
每一个神的儿女都是圣父、圣子、圣灵受洗归入基督的。
Every God's children, they all baptized under the name of Father.Son and the Holy Spirit.
还有我们信靠的是同一个神，就是三位一体的真神。
We all believe the same God, the Trinity God.
那么这里他说，所有人的父。
And here it says, the Father of all.
那么什么叫所有人的父？这里面有两层意思。
And there's two meanings.
那么他收养我们每个蒙恩得救的人，成为他的儿女。所以我们是他的儿女，他是我们的父。
He adopted all the children to be his children to be saved, so we all his children. That's why he's the father of us.
那神按自己的形象，他造了所有的人。
And also God who created the people in his image.
所以他所有的人，所以他是所有人的父。
So he is the father of all.
这里面还有几个词叫在众人之上。
And He is overall.
那么在众人之上，就是说神从无创造了整个宇宙。
Because God created the universe out of nothing.
所以万有都在他的权下。
So all the universe, everything under his authority.
包括所有的人类。
Include all human beings.
他这又说神呢，他是贯穿众人之中。
And also he's through all.
这里面神不但创造了宇宙万有
Not only he created the universe and everything in it
他告诉我们他也掌控和护理他所创造的一切
He also controls and provide for everything
他的权势贯穿整个宇宙
And his authority is among all universe
不管多大多小的
No matter it's big or small,
不管是可见的还是不可见的
No matter it's seen or unseen,
都在他的掌控之下
All under his authority.
那么他又说他住在众人之内
And also he is in all.
那么就是说圣灵他是凭己意行万事的
Here it tells us that the Holy Spirit do things according to his own will.
他可以去到任何地方。
The Holy Spirit can go anywhere.
我们每个信主的人都有圣灵的内住。
And every Christian has the Holy Spirit in there.
他引导我们行事为人，也引导我们过成圣的生活。
The Spirit leads us how we should live a life and be victorious in our Christian life.
我们今天一起通过了这段经文，思想了蒙召者当有的义务。
Through this today's scripture, we learned that what is our obligation of the called.
还有蒙召者当有的品格，还有蒙召者合一的保证。
And what are the characters of and the guarantees for the called?
每个真正信耶稣并且愿意跟随耶稣的人，都是蒙召得救的人。
Every true Christian and who believes Jesus Christ is his Lord, that they all have this unity.
都当有这些合一的品格。
They all need to have these characters.
都当尽该当尽的义务。
And they all need to serve their obligations.
那么你们有哪些？你有？那么你自己可以思考一下，你有哪些品格呢？
You can think yourself that what are the characters you already have.
你还缺乏哪些品格？
What are the characters you're missing?
那么可能有的弟兄姊妹已经有 有品格中的这几样。
And maybe some have already had characters.
也有的弟兄姊妹可能有那几样。
Or some other part of the characters.
不管你有哪样，哪几样。
No matter how many you have.
我们都要感谢神。
We all need to thank God.
因为这是神的恩典，不是我们自己得来的。
Because it's all God's grace, not ourselves.
不管你缺乏哪几样。
No matter how much you lack.
我们也要感谢神。
We all give thanks to God too.
因为这正是神要在我们身上彰显他的荣耀，彰显他的大能。
That is because it's the right place that God wants to demonstrate His power and glory.
要在我们这些罪人的身上彰显出我们的不完全，彰显出他的完全。
In our weakness, He wants to demonstrate His perfect and power glory.
他是要让我们知道。
And He wants us to know.
我们时刻需要神的帮助，需要他的作为。
We need God's help every time, anytime.
我们一定要有一点要记在心里。
We need to take this into heart.
只要你是神的儿女。
If you are God's children,
你必然会追求这些品格。
You will pursue these characters.
你必然会在基督里保持合一。
You will strive to maintain this unity in the body of Christ.
让我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
父神，我们谢谢你的恩典，你的怜悯。
Father, we thank you for your grace and mercy.
你在我们还是罪人的时候。你就拯救我们。
While we are still sinners, you have saved us.
主，我们谢谢你今天把你的儿女聚在一起，来一起敬拜你。
Lord, we thank you. You gather your children together here to worship you.
求主，你让我们每个你的儿女思想我们的过去。
Lord, please let every one of your children to think about their past.
思想主你为我们所做的一切。
Think about what you have done for us.
也思想主你赐给我们多少的祝福。
And think about all the blessings you have granted to us.
让我们能够常常生出愿意跟随你的心。
So that it can produce in us the heart that follows you always.
愿意追求这些合一的品格。
So that we will pursue the characters to seek the unity of the body.
让世人看到主你在我们中间。
So that the world will see that. The Lord Jesus is among us.
我们在这儿同心合一祷告，是奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the unity in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们感谢刘传道给我们的正道，我们现在大家一起起立。